Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am making a really awesome comeback.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm still trying to pace myself a little bit because there is still a little bit of fatigue and muscle weakness, but people say that happens with COVID. This is my first tour, so I didn't know anything about it, but I am discovering that naps are awesome. And my kitties like the naps, too.
Taking a break every once in a while isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, especially when you have purrins and pettins going on in your bed. How are you doing tonight, Jacqueline? I know you've been up to all kinds of good things.
Doing well, teaching classes, doing fairs, just we're in season, so I'm just moving along one thing to the next and next.
Yeah, just see what shows up, right? Right now, we're on a wintry mix watch. We're getting snow, sleet, and rain until tomorrow. And although I'm in the valley, I'm not in the mountains here in Virginia. I don't know what's going on in the mountains, but right now it's been kind of mild here, but it's going to be a little slick to travel tomorrow, so I'm just going to be careful out there.
Oh, yes, please. Everybody up north, be careful. I have to say that.
Yeah. They're getting a lot in North Carolina. They make it up to 10 inches today. So, but it missed us by a smidgen, and I'm so thankful.
Wonderful thing when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just a little shift of energy. I thought the chart tonight for the show was kind of cute, actually. And you had talked about it quite a bit last week and talked about the little pairing up of going on with the Sun, Saturn, and Pluto, Mercury, and Venus, and Neptune and stuff. And it's even cuter tonight.
You just love it, don't you?
I actually do, because I think when planets pair up like that, it creates a power that brings things into our realization in an amazing way, okay? And for good or ill, it could magnify our gifts or our weakness, you know? But I feel it illuminates things in a different way. I kind of like that, actually.
It does, because it supercharges the two together, and it's, you know, I find this chart fascinating, because Pluto, and you said a lot about that in the little blurb, Pluto is at its anaerotic degree, it's that critical degree of 29 degrees, it's just danced into that, and it really
mm-hmm.
is about that. Because it's been dancing with Mercury, it's about that psychological change. And the pairing of it is so beautiful, because it's I want to call it a biquintile. It's a 30-degree aspect, basically, from Saturn and Sun conjunction of those two dancing together, and which is all about, you know, you've got this, you know, we have the tools, we have the knowledge, we have the ability, that Saturnian effect with the genius of the future, of saying, how can we use that knowledge to really move forward in the future? And then we have another 30-degree aspect to the Venus-Neptune conjunction, which is like, I believe. And Venus is like, it can be beautiful if we only change our perspective. And I love that about this chart. I just do.
Yep. And, of course, you know me, I love the Scorpio moon. I think you do, too. We both have Scorpio energies. But the Scorpio moon has been very good for me, very deep for me, especially coming out of what I've been through with the COVID and all this other stuff. But it's interesting because it started to give me strength as soon as it crossed my ascendant, Jacqueline. It really did. And it wasn't physical strength, which is still a little bit lacking right now, but inside myself, I said, I'm in this to win this. I got this. I mean, it was weird. And I didn't even realize that that's exactly where it was until I got up and looked at my phone, because I always check what the planets are that day. I'm sure you probably do that too. But so there it was. I'm like, oh, yeah. Thank you. Just a simple thank you sometimes is enough. He hears me, okay? He, she hears me, however you want to look at that energy. Yeah. So that was good. And so I did have a really nice comeback to some of my events I do, but I took my time more than normal because I'm also being a little bit self-preserving right now. But it went so fabulously, I can't describe it right now, but it was good. Really good.
That's a good thing. And it is. There's a lot of, you know, even though there are certain challenges here, I'm not saying there aren't challenges here, even though there are certain challenges in this chart, it really is about optimism and hope. It's about looking into the future and really gaining knowledge and understanding on a deeper level. And I just say to everybody, keep an open mind during this period of time, because amazing things can change right in front of you in an instant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, because of the Venus-Neptune conjunction, I have probably had about every Pisces on the planet call me. It's been kind of cool, though, because, again, they're experiencing an exaggeration of their inner visioning experience. Many of these people are already spiritual. That's why they connect with us. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know what's going on. I'm having these dreams, you know. I'm driving down the road, and I'm having, like, mental movies of certain things that I either envision in the future or I haven't resolved from the past. I'm like, that's exactly where you're supposed to be right now. That's way cool, you know, whatever. So that's been kind of fun, actually, and that's been happening just over the last few days.
That's a good thing.
But
it always is.
But it is all about faith over fear. Now, by the morning, the moon is going to be in trine to that conjunction. And so I feel however I have to manipulate with my wintry mix I'm in right now here in Roanoke, I think my psychic stuff is going to stand by me. I'm going to get where I need to go.
It will be. You know, it is when you follow, especially with that. It is that faith situation that when you just trust the process, when you feel the process and have that trust and faith, it will guide you in the right direction. And you'll arrive at the right time for the right reason.
Absolutely. Well, it is Super Bowl Sunday. We do have a few people that would like to speak with us tonight. I think we should find out what we can do for them. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Hello? Area code 863, you're on the air. Hi.
All right. Sorry. Didn't mean to jump the gun there. Oh, goodness. This is Julia from Florida.
Hey, Julia, how are you?
Good. Sorry about that, ladies. I'm kind of off to a crazy start here. Oh,
you're fine. Not to worry.
Well, calling just for a check-in, kind of see sort of what's on the horizon for me. Anything good, interesting, fun, exciting? Woohoo! you know.
Now, Julia, when is your birthday? Because I have a lot of Julias on here. When is your birthday?
I'm the September 16th, 61.
Right. And you were born in Ohio, correct? Now, where in Florida do you live now?
Davenport.
Davenport. I'm not sure where that is. Where is that?
It's actually not too far from Disney. It's just like on I-4, a little further southwest of Disney.
Oh, okay.
So it's
interesting.
In that touristy area.
I lived down in Florida for 21 years, but Davenport kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah, it's just as you're going past, like, the entrance to the parks, if you go, like, just a little further down. Poinciana is one of the exits, and Haines City is one of the exits. So it's in that area.
So you have a special question for us tonight, Julia?
I've just been feeling kind of like purposeless, I guess. Like, you know, I know I came here for a purpose, and I've been sort of stuck in neutral for a really long time. And I guess I've been thinking a lot about trying to get myself back out there and, you know, get a life.
Well, I can tell you, looking at your chart, where you live now, Pluto planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing is on the cusp of Capricorn and Aquarius right now. It's a very slow-moving planet. It hasn't sat on this star since the Revolutionary War in this country. That's how slow this planet moves. And it has been transiting through your third house of your lifestyle, brothers, sisters, neighbors, close friends, the lifestyle that you created. And you have these beautiful planets in Leo in your ninth house of metaphysics, spirituality, and they're forming this angle that some people call it a quincunx, some people call it an inconjunct. So there's been frustration about how you can maybe bring your gifts greater to just where you are, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, but you know what? Sometimes you have to experience the frustration to sit quietly with it and find your way. Neptune's also opposing your sun right now, and that's why you're going through a spiritual awakening and you're saying, I want my gift to manifest, aren't you?
That was what I was meaning.
But you know
about
what?
Purpose.
You're right,
like,
on time. You're right on time to call us about this. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, perfect.
Oh, I so agree. And it is the right timing of this because you're needing to come out of the cocoon. Mars has been retrograde and then direct, and it's been kind of teasing you, okay, and saying, oh, well, maybe you should go out, maybe you shouldn't, maybe you should go out, maybe you shouldn't, okay? Because it's been danced before Mars and Libra, okay? But it's making its final trek. And it's getting ready to go over your Mercury, and it's getting ready to go, it's getting ready to trine your Mercury, and it's getting ready to trine your Mars. And that is in your 11th house, which is out into the public. I am suggesting you start getting out into the public and really looking at different places that resonate to you at this point in time to go out and see, investigate, do whatever you want to do. Because I think you can meet people on a one-to-one basis by doing this. I really think you'll meet some strong long-term connections. That beautiful trine gives you a very strong connection to the public and to really be seen on a one-to-one basis by people. And I love it. Mercury is getting ready in the next couple of days to go over your Arabic part of fortune in that third house of community. And it's all about really getting out there, feeling that luck instead of that heaviness. Because, yes, okay, the Sun and Saturn are going over your south node, okay? It is addressing old issues from the past. So I go back to what I said in the beginning of this. this is all about, okay, it's a new day, it's a new opening, and I've just got to have faith that things are going to come along. All I got to do is be a participant in the situation. And I think if you do that and start taking that first step outward and seeing what's in the community, I think the doors are going to start to open all the way around. I really think you're going to find that you're going to settle where you are a lot better.
Okay. Yeah.
When I look at the 11th house, Julia, I see the 11th house as clubs, groups, associations, people of like-minded energy, okay? So you can either go out, as Jacqueline recommends, and I so agree with everything she said, and either find your tribe or create one, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have two choices here. Yeah, you're a Virgo sun, but you've got three major planets in Leo, including your midheaven star in Davenport. So because of that, Saturn, as Jacqueline mentioned, is opposing Uranus in Leo. Walk forward loving who you are, higher mind and heart, and present yourself in a welcoming way. And I have to tell you, your world can change within the next 6 weeks in such an amazing way. I'm actually excited for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been needing a change for a while. So, yeah.
Now, there's certain things you can do to find people like-minded. We're in a situation right now where you can Google just about anything, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do a few things here, different metaphysical classes and shares and such. So I go to meetup.com. Now, there's a meetup.com in every state, okay? And if you go in there and look around, see, well, what's going on local? Even if it's not right at my doorstep, what's going on where I could go and kind of check things out? Because usually you go there and there's no pressure. You can meet other people, share some ideas. If you don't want to go back, you don't RSVP. You can say, or you can just say, can't make it this time. If you still want to, maybe visit another time. But what it's going to do, it's going to allow you to open doors without a lot of pressure. Okay? So I would look into something like that for yourself, Julia.
Okay, yeah, I wrote that down, Meetup. Yeah, I had planned to do that, and then it's like COVID sort of shut everything down, and it's like, I haven't really thought about it since then, but so thank you for bringing it back up, and yeah, I will go on Meetup and see what's out there. So that's awesome.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, I think this is, you're getting ready to do a launch, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. I think you're going to figure this out. We're so glad you called tonight. This is the perfect time for you to call.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm glad I called. And thank you, ladies, and have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you too. Thank you.
Way cool.
Yeah. Look at that door opening for her. That's so nice.
I know, yeah. It's just time. And she's feeling the claustrophobia, but she's also feeling the desire for freedom. I love it. I love it. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hi, yay.
267, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Oh. Hi, Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hey, I'm great. I am, it's not 100% confirmed yet because I haven't signed the lease, but I think I'm not signing the lease until I actually move in, and I'm going to start moving in on Tuesday. I found my place.
Lovely.
And where is it? Where is it?
It's still in Pennsylvania. It's back in the area where I wanted to be, which is more country. So it's still in the same area. You have me as under 716, and the town that you have me is fine.
But you were born in New York. Now, what's the city that's closest to you in Pennsylvania that you're going to be in? Just so I know.
Doylestown. I think you already have that in your system. D-O-Y-L-E-S.
D.
As in David.
O-Y.
L-E-S. T-O-W-N. All one word.
Now, is that in Franklin County or Bucks County?
Bucks.
Got it. There's actually two of them in PA, by the way, just so you know that.
No, I did not. Fun fact. Yeah, so that's happening, and so I'm excited about that. And what I'm calling about, besides telling you guys the good news, is that with this job that I took, I was thinking for the first, like, 2 weeks how great it was and, like, how easy it is and, like, how perfect it was for me, like, just in this moment in time. And since then, like, over the last, I don't know, maybe week, I've been very worried about things. A lot of, like, fears have come up. The job is, I don't know, I think it's, like, a lot of, like, sort of past trauma that's coming up related to it, but also it's not a company that most people like or that they treat their employees well. And I have just, like, a lot of these, like, fears about, like, having to work too many hours and just I already see how they operate. So I'm not doubting Spirit because I know that I'm put in the right place, but I just wanted to know what was going on because I can't – I find my mind looping when I'm sleeping, and during the day I have to just keep stopping it and say, like, you know, do these – different gratitudes or just observing the thoughts or whatever, but it's not working as wonderful yet as I would like it to, or that it normally I'm able to just kind of shut it down these days.
Well, Mars is getting ready to move into your sixth house of work and service. It's been sitting on your Venus and it's been opposing your Neptune. Now, usually with Mars, things come in twos. So I would keep your eye open for another opportunity if you're feeling that uncomfortable, okay? Because sometimes you just have to trust your intuition. You're Cancer like me, okay? But because you're going to be moving into your sixth house, and I'm going to let Jacqueline tell you about what's about to happen when it kisses your Jupiter. Go ahead, Jacqueline. Fill her in.
Okay. And I agree with everything Aphrodite said. You know, it's like a neon sign in your chart, and that's the reason why she's handed me the other part of this, is it's because Mars is going to dance over your Jupiter. One way or the other, whether you stay there or not, Jupiter is going to make this for your benefit in your work, okay? I agree with Aphrodite. Keep your eyes open because there may be something better coming along. Gemini is always too. Okay, and I know there's going to be a choice, and so when Mars goes over Jupiter, you're going to have a great benefit, whether you leave this work or whether you stay with this work, one way or the other. So
when is that happening, though? When is that coming into the sixth house?
You want to do that one after that?
In a couple days.
Oh.
Let me tell you when it passes over your Jupiter, okay? Because it's going to be
right.
In Gemini until the 23rd of March, okay? Now, your Jupiter's at 23 degrees of Gemini, and it passed over that star on the 11th of March. So I would be very active the week before and after the 11th because you might even get more than one opportunity on the outside of this job. In other words, your job might not be the choice you have to make. You might have to make a choice between two others. That's how active it's going to be with your Jupiter, because Jupiter is a planet of good fortune and abundance. It is the planet of great benefit, and it's the greater benefit of the zodiac. And it only does this tour every 2.5 years, and it passes over your Jupiter. So I would take full advantage of it.
And I want to make a footnote to that because, Jessica, she's right about in the next couple of days, it is going into that sixth house. It's leaving that fifth and going into that sixth. So that's when the track starts as far as your work is concerned.
Yes.
Okay? I want you to note that.
Yeah, because I was going to – I mean, that's very comforting to hear what you guys are saying. I have found myself very confused about this situation the last, like, week because – technically, I'm not really looking for a job long term with a company. I was planning on getting a comfy job, which I thought this was, riding it out while I manifested the next level of my business to take over here. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in this new area. So I haven't really been able to, like, I see that coming together once I move, but I don't know. And then I was playing, I don't really know if that's time for all that to happen right now with my business, or maybe that's just my insecurity. But also I was, like, wondering, I kept thinking, like, maybe this is just an opportunity for me to clear my fears of whatever has been coming up, just to kind of, like, release myself of that. So are you, I don't know if it's just, like, making myself be tortured, or, like, I don't know how much I'm projecting onto this situation because of, like, past experiences, or, like, what it, if it, or if it's just because I'm going through a lot of stuff. You know, I'm in the middle of a move. Like, there's, you know, there's anxieties with that. Like, there's just a lot of things going on.
Well, of course, because you're making a commitment for the move, and you do want to have the money, okay? All that's clear to me. But I'm not telling you to plan on leaving this job. I'm going to tell you to look at other doors that might be opening. In other words, allow yourself, both your Venus and your Jupiter are in Gemini. You can multitask, okay? I mean, you can be doing what you're doing and enjoying it and maybe setting a new standard where you are for now. Maybe you're a way shower where you are right now, and that's fine. But I would keep my eyes open for the opportunity, because the way the interview process works anymore, okay, it takes time to move from one job to another. You go to an interview, you do this and that, whatever, whether you're working in person, remotely, or both, whatever it might be. But because Mars is moving to that sixth house over the next couple of days, and then in March it hits your Jupiter, between now and March, everything can change. So keep your mind open to it is all I want to say right now, okay?
Okay. Yeah. I'll do that. That
sounds nice. Don't be afraid of bringing yourself up a notch, because I'm feeling good about the move, by the way, okay? And it is almost too good to be true, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to sort it out. It's on another big estate, because, like, right now I'm on a 50-acre estate. It's on another big estate. It's a farm, or at least it used to be a working farm, and it's totally private, and I have this huge – when I go out, I guess it's considered a cottage, but I consider it more of a house, and I go out on my patio, and I have this amazing view. I can see all the way to New Jersey, and all of that is our land. So it's like, yeah, it's amazing. The house needs a little renovation, which that's what has been going through my mind of, like, how to fix it up, but it's actually cheap, much cheaper than what I wanted to pay. And thanks to this job, I have the money coming in. So,
right now,
you know,
I want to tell you that there are renovations that you can do, and you're going to be willing to put your heart into it, because you can't buy a view, baby. Okay. Now, but because Uranus now is direct in Taurus in your fourth house of home, no, it's not an emergency. You're probably looking at May to complete some of the things that you want to do and put your heart into it. In other words, don't consider it an emergency or even an urgency right now. Go ahead and put it on the drawing board. Say, oh, I'd like to do this with the house. I'd like to do that with the house. Befriend the domicile is what I'm going to tell you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. It's lovely to note what you can do, but you have a lot of activity right now. Again,
you're going to
go crazy here. Okay, and it's not only that, it is also your business. This is about, and I'm going to go back to that bottom line, the Neptune-Venus conjunction in your second house right now. And it is all about trust and faith, that everything is shifting and changing for your benefit now. It is that faith over fear and moving forward. It is all about that moving forward for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so have the great things with this. Do little things to nurture the home and make it your home. You're a Cancer sun, so you have to be comfortable in your home no matter what. But you're a multitasker right now. There's multiple things going on, and you're going to have things moving back and forth. Wait until you get the answer of what you need to do with it, and just note the situations as they go along. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I love that you are bringing up the multitasking, because it has been crazy with the multitasking. And I, that's why even with like the job thing, I really wanted it to just be mellow so I can be focusing on other things. And I'm going into my third week, and I hope that I can kind of goof off a little bit more. It's a super easy job. It's just that like, she wants you to do everything and you're by yourself and I wasn't even trained and whatever, all this baloney, who cares? But it's like, that's what's been annoying me, because I'm like, oh, I need this mental energy and this emotional energy to be taking care of other things. And I haven't been able to do that just yet. So I'm hoping this week it calms a bit and I can kind of zone out and take care of the other things I want to take care of, you know, which is included in the move. I'm doing the move in the middle of the week while I'm still working. So.
Wow. But okay. But you'll make it through, even though it's a little bit intense.
Yes.
It's Mars and Gemini energy. People are all working on more than one cylinder, okay?
Okay.
But it makes it possible, okay? So know that. So just do what you can. And again, separate urgency from emergency day by day. And do keep the faith. Do be thankful for what has manifested, a job and a home for you. Be thankful first thing every morning, girlfriend. That's all I'm going to tell you. Because you know what? If all you ever pray is thank you, it's more than enough. Okay?
Yes. Amen to that. That's right.
Just do it.
And this also concludes me being homeless for 10 and a half months. You guys were witness to all that. 10 and a half months. Can you believe that? The cycle is closing now. Hooray. So,
right?
I love these answers. You don't have the nurturing home you'd like, so you're homeless. I just think that's so funny.
No, I literally was homeless. I was living in hotels and motels. Did you already forget that? I haven't.
But that's the homeless.
No, I didn't forget it either.
And food in your mouth. Again, that gratitude.
I know. Yes. It is sort of comic, a comedy, yeah. Thank you, guys. I'm happy to share the good news with you guys, and thank you for being with me the whole time. I love both of you. Thank you. Have a great week.
You keep us posted, because inquiring minds want to know, okay?
Okay, yes, indeed. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
God
many
bless.
Blessings.
Bye-bye. Super sweet. Love it.
Oh, I always love it when things change.
Yes. Well, I'm going to say sometimes. All right. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 646, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Priscilla from New York, continuing with the home theme.
Priscilla from New York,
evening?
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing well. So an update. I did get an offer this past Wednesday, and it's not high enough. We've been negotiating. We came down a little bit, and we'd like for them to come up, but it's sort of stalled right now. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. And then today we had an open house, and a couple of people came, and they seemed to like it. But so I don't know what's happening. I'd love to know what you see, like in terms of this week. Will anything happen? I'm so ready to move. I need to move. And I'm even,
all right, where
know,
in New
like,
York are you? Are you in New York, New York? Where are you in New York?
New York, New York, New York City. Yes, in Manhattan. Yes.
You were born in India, weren't you?
I was indeed, yep.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right chart, because I don't want to give you misinformation, sweetheart, okay?
Oh, no. We wouldn't want that. Thank you. Thanks for checking.
Yeah.
My
usually on the radio show, we only have first names, you know, so I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right picture for you.
No, that makes sense. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Patience is your thing, Priscilla. I know you want to move on.
You've been telling me that. I know. I know. I know.
So,
we're into the third month now of my listing, and say a month was just wasted because of the darn holidays. I mean, they're not darn; they're a good thing, but for
darn,
you know, it just put a damper on stuff. Nobody was looking; they were busy with Thanksgiving and Christmas and the New Year's. So, like, almost for a month, it was so quiet, and so I'm just ready to move and.
The lesson you is you're leaving this area, and I don't think you're coming back. Okay,
mm-hmm. Absolutely, mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. Yep,
and is all about you're visiting the area. You're saying goodbye to the area, living in the moment and living in the now with it, and appreciating the benefits of what it is instead of because you're tired. Done with this, you're over with it, and the universe is giving you time to really appreciate the uniqueness of the area and to appreciate the beauty of it before you get a walk away from it. So
it
I say
beautiful.
To you,
okay,
it's right on top of you. This thing is going to go. I have no doubt. Okay, that it's. The timing of it is divine at this time. So it's about enjoying the day, enjoying the moment, having faith that it's going to do the right thing at the right time. Okay? Think after.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple of homes I like, too, you know, like in New Jersey where I want to move. And we saw one this past Friday, and the other one came back on the market. I'd been eyeing it, and somebody bought it, and then apparently the sale fell through. I just saw it online. It's back. So, and like you said there were two homes I'd probably be interested in, and currently there are.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that an offer is just...
I want you to know your New York chart tonight, the Aquarian Sun is sitting on your part of fortune in the ninth house of God watching over you, the gates of heaven.
Okay.
Then Uranus went direct not that long ago, and it's opposing the moon tonight in Scorpio. Okay? And what it's doing is it's opposing and attracting to your Neptune and Scorpio, okay, right now. So expect the unexpected. Now, these people lowballed you a little bit. It could come back in a way where you're willing to do some negotiation, but I think whatever you choose to purchase, it might be the same way the other way around, okay, where they give you a deal. Like you lowball them and they come in with a better offer. So I have a feeling it's going to work out. Now, when looking at just your chart by transit tonight at the time of this show, you've got a double mystical rectangle in your chart, okay? Have faith for no darn reason, okay?
That's what it means? Have faith.
Pretty much, okay? And Mars is still in Gemini. Now, it's squaring your Virgo stuff, which is why you're over-processing mentally and emotionally, okay? And I would expect this. But again, you're looking at the numbers. You're looking at the timelines. You're looking at things in reality. See, you're lucky you have Earth in your chart. I don't have any, okay? I don't even know what's happening. I just trust anyway. But it's interesting to me because, again, because Uranus is opposing your Neptune, now it has also been very close to opposing your Mars, things could change with the offer you have in the hand with the house you have, and things could change with either of the houses you've been looking at, okay? Breathe through this,
okay? Okay.
Just breathe through this a few more days, okay? I just feel you're going to end up being very fortunate. Now, is one of the homes you're looking at, is it near water?
I don't think so. I remember you saying I need to be near water. Actually, currently where I am, I'm near water. But I even have like a little peak of the water where I am here in New York. But over there, I don't have a water view. Maybe I'll build a little fountain or something. But I don't have water.
Well, I think if you are selling property that has a water view, don't go too low, girl. Okay?
That's what I think. I mean, my agent keeps saying he's giving me comps in the building.
Yep.
I mean, I'm trying to, you know, I feel like we went lower than we thought we would when we first listed this apartment, but he's telling me, oh, other apartments in the building have gone lower and you have to be realistic. But I feel like I just want someone else to come across and give us a better offer, to be honest, Aphrodite. I hope one of the people that came today will come back, or somebody, because I do think it's a nice place. It really is. So it'd be nice.
But the moon is in Scorpio tonight and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of trines
mm-hmm.
in your 10th house, your Saturn, mm-hmm. your Chiron. Venus sitting right on your Chiron. We know this is going to be a very healthy move for you and those you love.
Mm.
So wait and see what shows up tomorrow. I think this moon could bless you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I would wait. It's right on top of you. I think it's going to make this shift really, really soon. I agree with Aphrodite. This Uranus effect, the way I describe it is it's like driving through a dark tunnel with no lights, and all of a sudden you see the end, and that bright light of the opening comes out. Okay? So expect the unexpected. Expect it just to fall into place. Because it's going to be, and I guarantee you, like Aphrodite said, it's going to be weird in how this goes down, okay?
Oh, really? It could be a little weird.
Yes. Usual, weird, not normal, however you want to put that. Because it's divinely inspired and divinely done. The timing it has taken out of your hands, and you hate not having the steering wheel, but you don't have the steering wheel on this. And it's going to fall. The end result, and you got to keep looking at that, is the end result is you're going to go, wow, this is it. This is beautiful. But it was really crazy out here. Okay?
Right.
To me and your chart.
More than you can imagine, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, that sounds
so
beautiful.
What's on your plate right now is not what's going to be served. Something more is going to be served. I just know it.
You think I'll get
to a planet or anything like that for you, but I can feel it.
Oh, you think I'll get a better offer than the one that I currently have?
Or you're going to be able to take a better offer. Doesn't matter. It could be both ways.
I see. Or like even when I buy, you mean I can get a good deal to make
it?
Yeah, I got it. I hope so. I love these two homes. Like I said, I saw one, and the other one looks amazing online, and I want them both to be available when I just need an offer. I can't do anything until I get a solid offer and I have a signed contract. I'm trying to
concentrate more on the dream than the limitation, okay?
Right, you're right.
As Jacqueline pointed out, the light at the end of the tunnel, driving you forward into a new reality. Mm. And I love what you said, Jacqueline, by the way. And so this is kind of what we're looking at. We're both saying kind of the same thing for you. And it's interesting because we both have different teachers. We've both known this a long time. And it's so funny how much fun it is to work with my friend Jacqueline. I have to tell you, I love her so much. Yeah. So we're telling you what we both see, even though we have different teachers and we look at things differently.
Right.
We're both seeing an amazing outcome for you, honey. Okay?
Oh.
Don't worry so much.
Weird.
Worry less and pray more, okay? Worry less,
more. I pray more than I worry, but yes, I tend to worry. I guess I'm getting so anxious and impatient because, like I said, initially I was so optimistic it's going to sell so quickly, and then it didn't, and then the holidays came, and everything was quiet. Now it's picking up a little bit, so I am hopeful. I'm so grateful that, you know, we had two people today, two couples that came in. And I do have an offer in hand. They just need to come up, but it'll work out, and I do have faith, but... Oh, I'm excited because, I don't know if you from the past, like, I want to start my independent business and help people, you know, like in grief work. This is my passion. This is my calling in life. So I need to get settled and then build upon that, start doing, because I tried here in New York. It didn't do what I wanted it to do. And plus the space, I need more space, I realized. So that's why I'm going for a home in New Jersey. But once I'm settled, I want to help. I want to heal. So I'm going to call you back about that.
You will be so blessed because of your dedication.
Oh.
And your faith.
Really?
You will be so blessed. Do not doubt it. Do not allow one little piece of doubt to step in at all right now.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you guys just picked me up. Thank you. Thank you. You're a blessing in my life, both of you, really, because this helps. This helps. This really helps me just to stay calm and get framework and perspective back.
And keep
thank
us
you so
posted.
Much.
We're expecting to hear really good news from you very soon, okay?
Oh, thank you. Blessings to you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you both. Thank you. Thank you.
You too,
bye.
Sweetheart. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
The potential in that chart is absolutely outrageous.
Oh, isn't it? It's amazing.
Yep.
Got to trust the process.
Yeah. Sometimes our fear is getting away way too much, and I have to say I've been guilty of it. So I understand. Absolutely. It kind of sneaks in sometimes on little cat feet, but it can get me.
It can. And it's a discipline and training to keep it every time it comes up, to keep it back and push it back into where it belongs again. It's not something that just, yeah,
here
again.
Yep.
It is a discipline to do it, but it's well worth it. Guaranteed, it's well worth it.
Absolutely. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Airco 203, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut. How are you both?
Doing well, Pat. How are you?
I've been really pretty scared, but I'm better now. Oh, gosh. So last time I spoke with you, you told me it was a good time to file the request that the sheriff is now going to have to go after, try and find the bank of my mechanic that blew my engine. And I missed that because I had more car trouble. So I want to check in with you again to see when is another good time just to take this to the court, you know, to file it.
Pat, when's your birthday?
7/12/53. And if you could also give me a little information on my car, that would be great.
Pat, file it tomorrow. Mars will be right on your Jupiter tomorrow.
Okay.
I think the universe was waylaying you for the beauty of tomorrow.
Okay. All right. I got to get going and get that thing complete then. And thank you. Void of course. And trying to understand it. And it did seem like Monday might be good, but don't know anything about Jupiter. I know Jupiter being there. So thank you for that. I got waylaid because just more car problems, more expenses, and finally a friend that's helping me and my mechanics said I need a new car after putting in, $1,500 in the past 2 weeks. And I was freaking out because I've got thousands of dollars in debt or loan, and it's taking everything I have right now to pay off the loan. I feel a little better now. I you know, one person said you have 2 months, 5 months. I stopped by at another mechanic, and he looked at it, and he said, you know, I've got an oil leak. He said, don't worry about it. You're not pouring oil. Just watch it. Come in, and I'll, you know, take care of little repairs as they happen. I said, how long do I have? He said, he thinks I have 10,000 to 20,000 miles, which would be a godsend. It would help me get maybe almost all my debt paid so I can start again, a new used car.
When you're talking about the void of course moon, okay, the moon's void of course tomorrow at 6:52 p.m., and then it actually goes into Sag at 8:31 p.m. It's late in the evening, okay? So don't let that disturb what you think you need to do, okay? The moon goes void of course for a certain number of hours every 2.5 days. It's not like the biggest thing on the planet, but it is sometimes good to know it. And I'm glad that you're into astrology like we are. That's awesome. But I think you have wiggle room here, but you're so tired of waiting and you're so deeply frustrated, it's hard for you to function, right?
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I do, I take care of stuff in a day. I come back and I just kind of sit and it's just like I'm just so exhausted. I can't do anything but kind of just flake out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, the moon in Scorpio tonight is in trine to Uranus, Mars, and your sun. Okay? And that's where it is tonight when we're having this conversation, just so you know. But
okay.
It's also in square to your Leo planets, because there's a part of you that wants to roar like a lion and win and then purr like a kitten, right?
and I'm learning, I think probably since talking to you too, get it filed and let it go. Don't even really think about it or stress about it.
But Venus is kissing Neptune now, and they're both still in trine to your sun. Okay, the sixth house of work and service and working out the details. The frustration has to do with the legal matter.
Yeah.
And because these planets are also forming what they call quincunx or inconjuncts to your Libra planets in the first house. This is so unfair.
Yes.
Your outrage is actually stronger than the circumstances. Am I wrong? Jacqueline, what do you think?
No, I agree. And it is about learning how to move on and let go. I think I have to say that, you know, it's kind of like you really have to have that faith during this period of time. You're right. You're juggling things and keeping things afloat until you can get on firm, solid ground. I think the universe can give you blessings like this mechanic along the way to say, hey, you know, let's just keep this going for this period of time at minimally as possible so that you can get to that level ground and things will transform and change again. Again, it's all about, because, you know, the reason why, and I'll go back to, the South Node is really the major affecting you right now. It's old issues from the past for financial security. It's not knowing your value of who you are that makes this happen, okay? And it is about, I know I can do this. I know I can do this. All I need is this period of time to get through this. I've gotten it this far. I can do it the rest of the way. Because that South Node is going to leave your second house, and it's going to be okay once it does. Mm-hmm. Financially, start to settle again. And so I say, over the next couple of months, relax with this. Let's get rid of those old issues from the past and really know that you are taking a step forward. Each one is a step forward at a time, just like filing this paperwork. It's just one in front of the other, okay? And it gets it again here. So really have faith, because you'll get there, okay?
Okay. There was a point where I didn't even know that, and that's really all I wanted was an answer saying yes, you will survive. Okay, thank you. I'll get my paperwork done tonight and get it to the court tomorrow. Thank you so much for that.
Just do your due diligence and trust a higher power to bring true decision, true manifestation as far as the legality of the situation. There is a higher order of justice. Tap into the higher order of justice. Don't buy into everybody else's negativity at this time or even your own, okay?
That's an interesting statement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just channeled that, okay? So it's a gift, okay?
What is that higher order of justice? Are you just saying just have faith that exists?
The gates of heaven know what is just. And you're standing on your justice, and you've been holding on tight. So the divine is going to work with you because you've had the faith.
Yeah.
And
it
will see you through. It's that easy.
And you know,
it will see you through.
You know what? I did get to the point where I was losing faith in the gates of heaven. I'd like to share you one other thing quickly that might help many people. a dear, you know, people have been blessing me. There's a man that's been helping me, and he's been sending me all these links to cars. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't afford it. I can't afford. Oh, that's Boston. Oh, that's 2 hours away. Oh, what am I going to do? And then he said, this place, I'm in Connecticut, this place in Acton, which is very close. It's close to the New Hampshire border. It's so far away. It's like, how will I ever look at this car? And then my friend said to me, I would buy from him in a heartbeat. He was an orphan. He learned to turn a wrench and work in the garage at 16 and then convinced Toyota to give them a franchise when nobody even liked Toyota. And he's now selling 6,000 or 7,000 cars in his businesses. And he doesn't let any car go out, used car go out that's going to need repairs. You know, it's just amazing, this guy's story. And I said to my friend, well, how am I going to get this car? The car that he bought, he lives in Connecticut as well, was delivered to him, and they registered it at the motor vehicle for him, created a Connecticut registration, even though that car came from Massachusetts. This is Acton Motors. If anyone needs a car, I think they have places all over the United States, probably. And it's just, this person is just, you know, I've been through so much of being ripped off by this industry and just cruelty and blah, 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 blah. So if anyone is looking for a great used car, Acton Motors in Littleton, Massachusetts.
All righty then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
You go, girl.
Keep in touch. Thank you so much.
Keep us posted. God bless you.
Okay.
All right, bye. That's a lot. Well, we're only 2 minutes before the end of the show, so we should just tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Alfredette?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're here for you every Sunday night to maybe ask one question and help you to get through. We all have challenges in this day and age, and Jack and I love doing the show together and for you. So keep in touch with us. If you need a reading in between, don't hesitate to call us. We're here for you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night. Happy Valentine's, everybody. Bye.
Happy Valentine's Day. Bye.